This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
Well, it's Thursday, which means it's time for our weekend picks. And joining us with some ideas is June Wolfe, arts reporter for the Boston Globe. Hi, June.
Hi.
So we're hearing a little bit of your first pick, some Christmas Celtic music.
Yes, I'm tapping my feet as I'm listening. This is A Christmas Celtic Sojourn with Brian O'Donovan, the host of that weekly radio show, A Celtic Sojourn on WGBH. And this will be an evening of Christmas music, dancing, songs, and stories. They've got Canadian singer Ruth Moody, they have dancer Kevin Doyle, Simon Chrisman and his hammer dulcimer, and lots of other performers.
And the music we're hearing right now is from last year's performance, so let's hear a little bit more.
I was going to kill and all, I met her, ran upon the wall. Up with me waddle and knocked him down and brought him into Carricktown.
Oh, drolling, drolling, where is your nest? It's in the bush that I love best. It's in the tree, the holly tree, where all the boys will follow me.
So that's A Christmas Celtic Sojourn, beginning Friday at 8 p.m. at the Cutler Majestic Theater in Boston, and performances run through the weekend. And June, your next pick, I understand there'll be something of a surprise.
Well, yes, I had a hard time getting some information from the folks at the Harvard Film Archives. They want to keep this a bit of a secret. But they're doing a vintage Christmas show of short vintage films from their collection. And it's called the Harvard Film Archive Vintage Christmas Show.
And June, where did the films in the collection come from?
Well, this is really interesting. They came from the Howard E. Burr collection. And Howard E. Burr was referred to as Doc Burr because he was a dentist. He started collecting films in the late 20s as a child, and he continued to collect them until 2008 when he died at the age of 89.
Are we talking Hollywood features here?
Mostly he did collect all kinds of films, but a lot of shorts, and it's the shorts that I believe they will be screening. He collected more than 2,500 films and set up a cinema in his basement and watched at least one film a day.
Wow.
How many do you watch every day?
Definitely not one a day.
The earliest film that will be shown this year is from 1907, and the newest is from 1978. They are from all over the world, including France and Canada and the United States.
So we have a clip from The Great Toy Robbery. It's an animation from 1963. It's by Canadian Jeff Hale. The Harvard Film Archive is holding their cards close to their chest, but we do know for a fact that this is one of the shorts that'll be playing this Sunday at the Vintage Christmas Show. So let's listen.
In the tough and rugged West, cowboy heroes ride alone. They have no past. They have few friends. Their hearts are pure. They never start a fight, but must be prepared to meet trouble at all times.
Get up! Get up! Go! Get up, boy!
So that's a little taste from the Harvard Film Archive's Vintage Christmas Show, and it's on Sunday at 2 p.m. And June, the best thing about it?
It is free.
Absolutely. And your last pick?
This is Model Train Weekend at the National Heritage Museum in Lexington, one of my favorite places to go. They do this show a couple of times a year, and it's a real throwback to the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, where you won't see a lot of high tech there, which is a little refreshing. So trains will make their way up mountain climbs past coal mines, through the villages, into tunnels, by icy lakes with skaters, and it's presented by the Hub Division of the National Model Railroad Association. A nice little bonus here is that the museum will be open during the show, and I highly recommend folks not only taking in the train show, but also seeing some of the exhibits that are on view. This train show is only $7 per family, quite a bargain.
So that's the Model Train Weekend at the National Heritage Museum in Lexington. June Wolfe, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Here she comes.
June Wolfe is an arts reporter for the Boston Globe, and there is more information about all her picks at our website, radioboston.org.
But if you get a hanker and you want to roam, our advice to you is run away on the exercise.